It seems to me that there are several advantages to standard protocols. Perhaps most important, we have evidence that standard protocols have demonstrated effectiveness with the majority of students at risk. And when these approaches are ineffective, we then have greater confidence that the students for whom they were less successful really require a special education or special instruction. Thus, when students don't respond to these standard protocols, it could be for reasons other than lack of instruction. That's why I advantage standard protocols in providing response to intervention. In my judgment, it doesn't mean that people want to give up the interactive problem-solving process of thinking as a professional community for children and about what practices make sense for these students. Nor does it mean that we will do all of these in the absence of considering the context in which children learn and the context of classrooms, communities, and teachers. But I do think schools that lead without a standard protocol type are vulnerable because they do not provide reliable information about discerning whether risk is a result of poor instruction or whether students have special needs. At this time, we simply do not know enough to say there is just one answer or one approach. It actually reminds me of a joke that people say, which is, you know, before I had any children, I had one theory about child rearing. But after I had three children, I had 15 theories about child rearing. And I think it's very much the same thing with RTI. We can come up with one idea about how Tier 2 and Tier 3 are going to work. And then as we start implementing it, the craft knowledge from expert professionals and the day-to-day problems that come up with real children in real settings will give us the opportunity to adjust these approaches.